There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. It's the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. A lot of folks talking today about the decision announced about this time yesterday, I guess. A little bit after, there was a press conference called for 2 o'clock in the afternoon over the lunch hour that Governor Jack Dalrymple would not seek re-election as governor. Who does that? Right? I mean, who does that? Who steps off the stage when it's rare? And that's why I think it's caught a lot of people by surprise in the fact that the governor said, I could run, but I'm not going to run. And so it's prompting a lot of questions about who now? Who will it be? And we're getting a lot of suggestions from fine listeners of the program. And we welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. During the break, Tom Campbell, suggested by a texter. Tom Campbell is, of course, a businessman. He's a banker. He's a farmer. And he's also a state senator, as a matter of fact. So here's another that says, Brian Culk for governor, public service commission member. Facebook message says, Dick Heedall for governor. Now, there's a good business guy. Heedalls has it. Do they have the next governor, too? I don't know. Dick, are you in? Let's see here. What else we got? David says, I heard Ed Schultz is out of a job. Not that I would vote for him, but he talked about running for governor before. Todd? The radio god Mitchell?
No.
You get to give me your reaction to that suggestion.
Well, it would not be a dull moment, because I don't think Big Eddie's going to change overnight into any kind of a person other than what he is. So
yeah,
so it would make the press conferences and stuff really interesting.
I am at the St. John Paul II schools today. I guess I could get to my knees and pray as a radio talk show. Please, Lord, please let that happen. As a radio talk show host, I mean, this is something you wish for. You're looking for things to you know, to opine on, and there'd be no lack of those. As far as the state of the...
Well, that's just it. Our phones will be full for how many years, you know?
Yeah. Although we really honestly care too much about North Dakota to wish for that, I think. Right? So, maybe not. Yeah. Casey emails, the best thing for North Dakota is for Heidi to run for governor. She'd have a hard time getting reelected to the Senate after she lost horribly in her bid for governor. If she was elected governor, you'd have to bring back Joel, if you ever wanted her on the radio, to pitch her softball questions. All right. Thank you, Casey. Casey's comments there. We are at, as I mentioned, John Paul II schools today. We're here because it's the first day of school. Now, some schools start, I think, Thursday in Bismarck Public Schools, is that right? And Fargo as well. West Fargo's today. So some, you know, just most of the schools start this week, and I guess if you're in a Minnesota school, it's after the first year. So, you know, it's appropriate, I thought, that I go back to school and just try and start over. Right, Todd? And get it all just...
Exactly, yeah.
And I love the John Paul II Catholic schools. They've done wonderful things for our kids. So if I can have the opportunity to tell you about this school and about a Catholic education, I will. And I am. It is a community inspiring excellence through faith, learning, and service. Now, I plan to have a few of the students on, but they ran off to Mass. So I don't know if we're going to get the kids on here. Opening Mass, first day.
See, I told you you're not completely in charge.
I'm not. Exactly right. Back to the phones here. Traveling Highway 21. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to comment on Heidi running. And, you know, I think it's probably fairly likely, you know, potentially she's electable, but I would concur with you that Planned Parenthood vote, you know, you're sitting there at the, you know, Catholic schools, and she's going to run as the pro-infanticide, you know, Democrat from Bismarck. And then, you know, then, like you say, then she's going to vote to give $150 billion to terrorists so they can blow up Israel and kill Westerners. I mean, at some point, those have got to come home and register with the people in North Dakota, do they not?
I don't think there's any doubt. That's why I say, to on the heels of those votes, and I anticipate, you know, a lot of the signals are actually going to vote with the president on Iran, and coming off the Planned Parenthood, you know, that's a layup. I mean, that after those videos, that's a layup to say, no, I'm done, I'm out of here. Even though she's gotten all this money from Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion lobby, she'd have a freebie there politically. But to me, it says she's staying right there, because those votes would come up in her run for governor, no question.
Imagine the ads they would run against her. There's one Planned Parenthood clinic in North Dakota. Lord knows what percentage abortion is of their total business. I would guess massive. I'm not even going to throw a number out, but it's not 3%. And if the Republicans could redistribute that funding for women's health to clinics all across rural North Dakota, would that not be a godsend to the state? Absolutely. And she slams the door because she's pro-infanticide. It's insane. It truly is.
Yeah, there's actually not a Planned Parenthood clinic in North Dakota. That's the other odd thing. They aren't even here.
What is it? I thought it was downtown Farner. I don't know what it's called.
Well, there's one in Morehead, but no, it's called the Red River Women's Clinic. It's independent.
That's right.
It's independent.
Right.
It's not part of the network. And by the way, the funding that she voted, the bill she voted against, not only would have defunded the taxpayer dollars for Planned Parenthood to continue to do what they've been doing, it would funnel it into independent community health clinics, of which we have in North Dakota. So it was a plus win for North Dakota, as Senator Hoeven pointed out.
And, that's my point. I was like, she voted against funding women's health care in North Dakota to preserve infanticide being funded by the U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I would be shocked if she could win in North Dakota, but I've been surprised before. So
appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you, Cloverdale. A Big Flavor Hotline. Your call's welcome, 800-228-0550. Jim in Fort Berthold, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm calling about yesterday's call on UND's nickname. And there was a fellow who said something about the Nation of Drunks.
I don't recall anybody saying Nation of Drunks. Honestly, we had a fellow by the name of Kevin Riley on the program yesterday, and Kevin was with the folks from the Sue Were Silenced campaign that were up at UND that were ultimately arguing that the name North Dakota should remain in the mix, and that the outgoing president shouldn't have a say in the vote. But I don't recall anybody saying anything about Nation of Drunks, Jim, honestly.
Man, I was one of the last callers.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't our guest, it was one of the callers?
Yes.
All right. Do you recall that time?
You know,
I won't deny it.
Yeah, it might have happened. But
go back and listen to it.
I would have bristled had I been listening enough to hear that and reject it against that. But what's your comment, Jim?
Well, the key word in this situation is offensive. That was a pretty offensive call. NCAA gets a hold of that call and they say, well, I rest my case.
Wait a minute. First of all, I'd agree with you. It's an offensive comment. And people say offensive things all day long. One person in an offensive comment, doesn't, in my mind, give the NCAA ammo to say, see, you shouldn't be fighting Sue. Give me a break. I mean, because if we're the chipmunks, people are saying, still
going
to say offensive things.
No one on the call said anything. There was a United States congressman on the call, and he never said anything. Someone could have said something like opinion or something like that, but nothing was said. So that means the state of North Dakota is offensive, and I like your nickname. You're not going to find another nickname like that.
Like what?
That nickname.
What's your nickname do you like, Jim?
The Fighting Sioux.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And but the key word is offensive. Now, if you get people from North Dakota referring to Indian tribes as a nation of drunks, well, NCAA gets a hold of that call or that comment, and they'll say, "Well, I rest my case."
I don't much care what the NCAA says, because that'd be a stupid statement to say I rest my case over one person making a comment like that. I mean, because people make offensive comments all the time. It's America, right? We don't have to agree with it, but they have the right to say it. That doesn't make the NCAA
United
right.
States, yeah, United States Congressman on call, and he never said a word about it.
Yeah,
he won the election by 80%, so does that mean 80% of North Dakota agrees? Seems like it. Someone could have said something.
We didn't have a U.S. Congressman on the program yesterday.
Do you deserve that name? I like the name.
Yeah, we didn't have a congressman on yesterday.
Kind of going in circles here. Jim, I appreciate the call, though. John and Dawson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I hear you talking about Heidi and maybe a governorship run. I really honestly think we should try to recall her for the voting that she did basically on killing children. And then secondly, she's going to vote with the president, it looks like, on Iran. And if we have one thing that we should do, we should say we can't vote any which way on Iran in a negotiation or any which way until they accept that Israel can exist.
There you go, John. Appreciate that. That's a good suggestion. 10-16. Not too much to ask either, is it? Put that in writing and sign it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about Polar Service Center, they're good folks that are North America's number one tank trailer manufacturer, Minnesota company, been around a long time. You've heard me talk about if there's a tank part you need, they're the ones that can get it to you with $15 million in parts in their inventory. You've heard me talk about their tank wash at both Billings and Killdeer locations. Well, guess what? In addition to all of that, they now are doing truck repair and truck maintenance. Back to signing up a lot of fleets at a great rate. Special pricing for fleets for the truck repair and the truck maintenance. Brake jobs, engine jobs. They've got an expert team, full service experienced crew, a full service diesel shop now. So if you need the truck repair, need it now, need truck maintenance, need it now, go to the pros at Polar. Highway 22, top of the hill in Killdeer, North Dakota. They're in Billings, too, right off of I-90. You tell them Scott sent you, come on in there, you need a tank wash, they'll give you $100 off a tank wash. Exit 452 or 455 if you're traveling I-90, north side of that, north side of I-90 in Billings, North Dakota. All right, back to the phones here, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind? We're talking about the governor's race. We have Pete Hannibal coming up here in a little bit on the waters of the U.S. mess. He'll give us an update there, so growers, stay tuned for that. In the meantime, checking out your suggestions on who should run for governor, who will be the next governor, or anything else on your mind today. Mike's on Highway 10, headed down to St. Cloud. What's on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, Scott, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Just another day at the office.
There you go.
Oh, geez. I tell you, you know, like, the Sioux people are a great nation. They were valiant fighters. This guy Kelly's on his way out, and I really would love it if the people of that university would just stand up and tell the NCAA to go peddle their papers. Because there is a federal law that prevents the NCAA from meddling in their affairs. And I like the term fighting Sioux, even though I'm not from North Dakota. I still think that the people there should stand up and fight. Let's not roll over and play dead. That's what the Democrats want us to do. They want us to look the other way and say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. No, we should stand up and we should take a stand. As far as Heidi Heitkamp being your governor, I think that would be the biggest mistake the state of North Dakota would ever make. And look at her record. She does not have a political leg to stand on. Well, okay, I've said my piece. I don't know. I'm going to quit ranting and raving. Let somebody else get in there. Scott, you have a beautiful day.
You have a beautiful day as well. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. There are some other folks that have been texting and sending in their notes. Dan says Drew Wrigley, it's the only reason he left a great job to be lieutenant governor. Back to the suggestions on who ought to be governor. See here. A few others. Now, where have I lost them? Maybe they were emails. Looking for chats and emails. Heidi turned out to be too liberal for North Dakota, says another, a flip-flopper. I think it'll be hard for her to get elected to anything anymore. All right. Kayla and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Did you say Kayla?
I said Kayla. How are you?
Awesome. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Good. Yeah, I had a couple comments, I guess, on a couple, different issues you were talking about. The fighting Sioux thing, I do like that term. I'm a white girl, I guess. I grew up on the Indian Reservation, the Standing Rock Reservation. And, so with the Sioux people down there, and I guess I like it, for North Dakota, and it's been around for how long, do you know?
Well, the name Fighting Sioux,
yeah.
Is that what you, was actually early 30s. I think first, I first cropped up in the 20s, but actually a ceremony saying, this is yours, UND, was in the 30s.
Right. So it's been around a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, it's coming up as an issue and whatnot. And then I heard that Sioux means, what was it, like the belly of a snake or something? And the Germans gave that name to the native people. But I don't know. Then I've heard some other things. But look into that, too, for everybody listening. And then, the women's health thing, I heard you say that the funding was going towards or having taxpayers pay for this funding, and if the funding isn't going to these, pretty much education. It's just going, I'm not sure, I forget what you said, but I do believe that the funding should definitely go to educating young women around North Dakota, you know, just about everything, safe sex and birth control, instead of, you know, letting things get to the point where women need abortion. Because a lot of women are growing up young in middle school. Even when I went to middle school, there was 15-year-olds pregnant. Okay, and that's because parents these days are not being parents. And no matter if your parents are around, kids are still getting neglected. So if we take a stand to educate our youth, you know, a lot better, you know, where a lot of these kids don't have those values and morals till later on in life, till it's too late. So, you know, the funding does need to go to the right people, and there is a lot of women's clinics, like, for example, Custer Family Planning. That place is a godsend for all those young people out there, because a lot of girls do not want, you know, their parents to know what they're doing, and, you know, they go there to get the birth control or to get tested or whatever, but this place barely has any funding. They barely have a building, and it's like, you know, people from UND and St. A's, and there's good nurses and good, you know, medical professionals there. And, you know, I've used it in the past as well. So there's a lot of clinics in their network, but they're all independently funded. They're not. The funding is such a big issue, and it's sad because it's education for women. And
well, call Heidi Heitkamp. Call her and say, why in the world would you care more about giving money to Planned Parenthood than the clinics that you're talking about and community health centers? Because that vote cost community health centers dollars in North Dakota to take care of her donors for Planned Parenthood. I'd call her, Caleb. Appreciate the call. Dan and Hickson, what's on your mind?
Well, I got three comments about two hot subjects that you're talking about. First of all, I'd like to talk about the governor's race. And my first comment on the governor's race of 3 years, that I think Drew Wrigley is a logical choice. He's lieutenant governor. He's been there. He understands things. And very good speaker. Smart guy. I think Drew Wrigley is a logical choice. Another possibility would be Rick Berg. I know Rick Berg. I know his mom. You know, he was defeated by Heidi Heitkamp, which brings me to my third point. I'd like to see Heidi run for the governor and have her defeated by a Republican. And we got a lot of ammunition that Heidi has done votes that don't agree with the standards of North Dakota people. And I think that would be her downfall. I'd like to have her run for governor just because I'd like to see her defeated by a real Republican running for governor. That's my comments about the governors.
Dan, I appreciate the call. We're up against the clock, so I'm going to have to cut it, stop it there, but I appreciate your take on it for sure. And, you know, Heidi Heitkamp was once defeated by a candidate for governor, a Republican, and that was John Hopeman in 2000. Texter says, I don't know Doug Burgum, but the fact you have the Democrats promoting him tells me everything I need to know. Well, I think they're promoting an independent candidacy, right? Or maybe trying to woo them their way. Who knows? Waters of the U.S. in our focus when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Enerco Enterprises builds metal buildings for everything, from racquetball courts and egg buildings to grocery stores. Enerco has their own crew and specializes in attention to detail. Not all buildings are created equal. Right now, Enerco has upgrade specials through the end of August. Enerco builds quality metal buildings that last a lifetime. Call 701-277-7078 now for specials through the end of August. Or go to EnercoEnterprises.com.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Scott Henlon along with Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell. We've had a lot of people finding by the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline today and by texting us and calling us. Have we got to all the off-air calls, Todd? Have we got through everybody there?
As a matter of fact, there's...
Yeah, I'm for Tony Gehrig. You don't have to guess where he stands.
You got that.
All right, Tony Gehrig is, for folks that don't know, a Fargo City Commissioner. And you don't have to guess where he stands. No question. Larry says Drew Wrigley would be great. Casey says Heidi. Just kidding. Hayden says Scott Hannon. That's embarrassing. Paul says Drew Wrigley or Terry Bierke. Paula says Drew Wrigley. Paul says hope Drew Wrigley runs. Great man to know. We'll wait to see what happens. Hal says Drew Wrigley, Wayne Stengel, Brian Kolk. Vince says so happy. I was disappointed with the positions that he made as governor. I like him as a friend, but not his recent political decisions. He's talking about the governor stepping down. Yana says Drew Wrigley. Bill says, let's hope it's a Democratic one. I'm sick of the Republicans there, the do-nothing attitude in the state of North Dakota. Johnny says, not a rhino. That would be nice. Rob says, the only Democratic governor who got things done was Bill Guy. North Dakota kept losing people until Ed Schaefer came in with the attitude of, let's bring business to North Dakota. We've been a model state ever since. Scott says, Leon Francis, second vote for Leon. The consortium is building.
Are you counting your own vote there? Because you just said Scott says.
Oh, I'm just a different Scott on Facebook.
Different Scott. Okay, yeah. So I want to make sure that we're all on the, all the cards are on the table here.
Tracy says population continued to decline with Ed too. For most counties in the state, it continued to decline under Hovind too. Around 2007, it picked up in the oil patch. Shelley says Drew for Gov 2016. Johnny says I would support Leon Francis in a heartbeat. Ellen says next governor will be Drew Wrigley. He is awesome. Johnny says, you got a horse for North Dakota governor? That's what we're asking. We want to know. Yeah. How about this? Dan, kind of a non-traditional pick here, Todd. Don't care what political affiliation, the color of his skin, or what religion, the man flat did a great job and will be missed. All right.
There you go.
Says Mayor Dan, Park River. Wow. Jason says Drew Wrigley. Homer says you run, Scott. It continues. Adam says Wrigley would be great. No more rhinos, please. Cheryl says someone smarter, someone against smarter balance testing and Common Core. Rex says Drew Wrigley or Tom Campbell. There's another Tom Campbell. Both would make fine governors. All right. Greg says George B. Sinner, Ryan Taylor, or Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
About all three together.
A huge Nuge. Can you imagine?
Matthew says that Drew would be good. Wayne really screwed up the fighting suit negotiations, so he would not get my vote. Andrew says Eugene Grainer should run. We could have a profitable
there
day.
There we go.
Profitable day every day. Yeah.
You want the huge news, huh?
There you go. Great suggestions, one and all, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Fascinating hour and a half. Appreciate your take on it very much. We're going to take one more call on this on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and then we're going to talk about the waters of the U.S. And get an update from our friend Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau today on What's on Your Mind. Hank, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I've got to go with you on this one. I think Scott Hannon would make a great governor. He's in touch with the issues. He's in touch with the people of North Dakota. I would give you your first $100. There's nothing that's been more refreshing in the Republican Party than all them non-politicians that are running. And I love it, and I'd like to see that happen as for our governor here in North Dakota. And so my vote's for you.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Very, very kind of you. Not a chance is going to happen. But
I want you to know I'm very serious about this. I'm not saying this jokingly or facetiously. I think you'd make a great governor, and I'd love to see a man like you step up and do it. And like I said, I'll send you your first $100 for your campaign when you get ready to run.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's your good hard-earned money there. So, Hank, appreciate the call, and
Soon as you accept that campaign contribution as such, I'll kick in the next $100.
There you go. Chris Berg, not Rick Berg, says another texter. Here they go. Anyway, let's talk about the waters of the U.S. or Pete Hannibut's candidacy for governor of the great state of North Dakota. One of the two.
Scott, I've got a place in my yard for a sign that says "Give Scott a shot." So I think
Scott a shot. There you are.
I'm clearly in your camp on this.
We got the slogan.
And better you than me is why I'm saying that.
Yeah, good idea. Way to defer. Yes, exactly. It's just much give easier Scott behind the microphone than actually having to go there.
Having to do the work versus being the Ross Perot where you can identify all the problems and never have to solve any of them.
Yeah.
That becomes a difficult thing. You know?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah. You're not all ears like him.
No, exactly. I'm close, though. I'm close.
Yeah. You're a little taller, too, I think, right?
Yeah, just a bit. Actually, interviewed old Ross in our studio one time in Grand Forks. It was quite an experience.
What a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. So give me an update on Waters of the U.S. What's happening?
Last Friday, we had a hearing in Judge Erickson's court in Fargo, and Attorney General Stengem led a team that argued that there should be a stay on the implementation of the Waters of the U.S. rule. And our state was well represented. The Ag Commissioner, the Health Department, the Water Commission Engineer, and the Oil and Gas Division. And I may be leaving. So Dwayne Cray was there from Garrison Conservation District. They are diversion. Anyhow, they all did a nice job of spelling out why our state is asking for this to be stopped at this point through federal court action. And there are 12 states that joined with North Dakota and asked for the judge to set this aside and let us figure out all the challenges with it before any of this could be implemented. Fortunately, 12 states in North Dakota are doing this. There were 28 departments of health, as I recall, or water departments, I think is more accurate. 28 states where the person who's in charge of water in those states signed a letter saying we need to stop this. And so it is a growing thing. The more people learn about it, the more challenges it has. And there are so many open-ended questions. I mean, the EPA and the Corps of Engineers were arguing about this thing and this Waters of the U.S. as it was coming down the pike. And the EPA ignored the Corps of Engineers when they were trying to tell them this needs to be said this way and this needs to be done this way or whatever. You're doing this all wrong. And the EPA ignoring the Corps in a rather arrogant way, tells you that there are serious problems with this. And so they can't even tell you if a puddle is regulated versus a place where water occasionally pools and then goes away. And so it's all open-ended. Nobody knows what everything means in it. It's all up for interpretation. And the original idea that they would remove the word navigable and let the EPA in the backyard of everyone is still the big problem. And so Judge Erickson will make his ruling this week. We hope that he halts this and gives everybody time to catch up on it and allows for folks to realize what a problem this is going to be and stops the EPA in their implementation of what they call Waters of the U.S. and their interpretation of the Clean Water Act.
And is it clear legal standing for Judge Erickson to do that? I mean, is it a stretch? Is it a, you know, give us a sense of the precedence here that we're arguing.
First, let me say I'm not an attorney, never played one on TV, but I don't think it is a stretch in any kind of way. These kinds of things happen often. The EPA attorney the other day argued that Judge Erickson didn't have jurisdiction, which I think is a stretch of the truth. And obviously folks shop around for a court, a district court, where they feel like they can have the most favorable hearing one side or the other. And so that's a fairly common practice. But the EPA argued that Judge Erickson didn't have jurisdiction in this case simply because the 6th District, which is a district from Michigan down through Illinois and Indiana, or Indiana and Ohio, down toward Tennessee, that district had ruled on a case in the past that had to do with permits for water. And so they argued that because that case was in the 6th District, then this case should be in the 6th District, which I think is a little bit of a hooey and a stretch. But, they denied, the EPA denied that this was an expansion of regulation. They denied that they have been aggressive in trying to implement this. We've never seen the EPA go out and have, the social media type impact that they're trying to get to pull the wool over people's eyes in this one. And so it's a pretty shameless hustle that the EPA is trying to pull off here. And we hope that Judge Erickson will set it aside and that we'll hit the restart button on this one before we go any further and make any more mistakes that are really hurtful to our economy. If this goes through, we will not have mining, oil, ag economy in this state. We'll all be just, shot down by what the EPA can do to us. Not for us, but to us.
You just said something pretty alarming, and that's why I hope folks are paying attention to this, because I think, honestly, and I'll put myself in this camp, I get so worn down by what these folks are trying to do. You just sort of lump it all into a category of, just give me a break. I just got to wait them out, right? I mean, line by line, this is serious stuff. And, when you say there will be no mining, there will be no agriculture, you're talking about livelihoods destroyed at the hands of the federal government. I mean, did you mean to say that if they get their way with this, we're done?
I mean to say that if this administration, whether it's through the Waters of the U.S. rule or through their energy policy that targets coal in North Dakota, that we have a target on our back in North Dakota from this administration, whether it's the water rule or the energy rules that they're proposing, we are taking a serious hit if this administration gets what they want. They clearly are targeting us as a state. Because they have a political agenda that deals with, carbon fuels and production agriculture in a lot of ways. And so, just the fact that the EPA attorney is arguing that, our state is trying to make an end run on congressional authority since they passed the Clean Water Act in the 70s. The fact that they're saying that the EPA administrator in her view of this is unchallengeable. There's just a lot of shenanigans going on would be a kind way of saying it. I think that it's pretty cheesy the way the EPA is taking this on, and they're clearly targeting certain segments of our economy for nothing more than political motivation. This is going to do nothing to make water better or make more water available, and what they're doing with the energy industry is the same thing. They're not making our world safer, but they are trying to put a political stamp on things.
Pete Hanaba, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, with us today. And Kurt Bismarck has a question. Jamie has an email question. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550 in our remaining moments. 800-228-0550. You can also get in a quick email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or a text to Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4 for $4 deal. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for $5. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Daily Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or Crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't go far today, but I am on the road again. Ladies and gentlemen, just Chanley High School, as a matter of fact, our broadcast location today. And here, because it's the first day of school. And here at Chanley and some schools, West Fargo as well today, is there any Bismarck schools starting today, Todd? Do you know of? I know Thursday on the public schools. I don't know when Mandan's going. But anyway, this is the week. I mean, everybody kind of cranks up one day or another. So it's that week. And so I'm back at school trying to, reform my life, get things back on track. At the John Paul II Catholic Schools, a community inspiring excellence through faith, learning, and service. Only managed to have one student brave enough to come on the program with us today. I think I'll have to figure this out a different way next year. roam the classrooms with a microphone or something like that. Before we finish our conversation with Pete Hannabut, get to some calls, questions, and comments here. Pete with the North Dakota Farm Bureau talking about the waters of the U.S. and the court hearing that we're awaiting a decision on. Let me tell you about my friends at Hedolls. If you need some advice on the right part for your car, the right part for your car, at Hedolls, they're proud of the fact that they employ certified ASE counter professionals that can answer your questions and help you find the right part. Because if you need the part, Hedolls has it. You know that, right? And those professionals include folks like Gary Markle. And Gary's been with Hedolls for 26 years. He's in the Mandan location. And he's out on the road. He's talking to folks, works out of the Mandan office, but the Bureau office as well, and goes to automotive places, body shops, calls on the schools in Mandan, the auto tech places in Mandan and 48th, really gets around the state. And you know what? He loves working for Hedolls, mostly because they take such good care of their customers. They really do. It's what he loves. And the customers say, hey, we appreciate you take care of us. Right across the countermen, and how wonderful they are. They order something, they want to get it and get it done, and they really do a good job. I also asked to ask Gary, about his cars, his favorite classic car. He's had some classic cars over the years. 58 Impala convertible, light blue with a white top, 338 in it. That sound great or what? That was his first car, too. It's what he drove in high school. Can you imagine? He said, oh, wait a minute. When I was 14, I was driving, and then it was a 43 four-door Ford, kind of puke green color. Puke green. I think the
you can find it in a crowded parking lot, though, can't you?
Yeah, exactly right. So if you run across Gary Markle and the team at Hedolls, make sure you tell them hi. And tell them Scott sent you to Hedolls. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, too. All right, Kurt and Bismarck, question for Pete Hannabut on this Waters of the U.S. rule. Go ahead, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Great segment, Scott. I'd like to ask your guest, I'm a tribal member and a landowner, and it's just ironic to me that you got the two most nuts federal programs, the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, at loggerheads with each other. I've had to live under the heavy yoke of both of them my whole life. And I'd like to ask you, how much energy is the Army Corps of Engineers putting up against their sister, the EPA?
I don't think that the Corps of Engineers is going to stop the EPA from doing what they want to do. Because the degrees of separation, it's not like the Corps of Engineers is a cabinet-level position, but the EPA is. And so the EPA will win out on this and get what they want, in spite of the fact that the Corps has told them that this is an unworkable project. And I won't call it a program. It's just an idea at this point until it is implemented. But I don't think the Corps will stop the EPA from doing what they want to do. The EPA is more directly political. The Corps is somewhat, but the EPA is more directly political, and that's the way it'll shake out.
Answer your question, Kurt.
Yes. Second, how many? You said there was 28 other offices, other states that did they file amicus brief?
Well, the action the other day was the 12 states that joined North Dakota in asking the judge to set this aside for a while. The 28 that I referred to was action that happened earlier this year, where those states, whoever the person is that's in charge of water in those states, filed a petition on that, and that was in a different venue, and so that was not what I was talking about that happened on Friday. The 12 states that joined North Dakota was what I was talking about Friday.
Petition letters, not amicus briefs.
Well, I can't tell you that exactly which action they took, because North Dakota, we weren't involved in it. I'm not speaking for North Dakota, obviously. We did not. Farm Bureau did not follow that as closely. I just know that there were 28 states that did one action, and then the 12 states that joined with North Dakota in this.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thank you. Jamie says, so if I shoot some rounds my rifle into the creek that runs through my dad and grandpa's farm, am I in violation of the EPA Waters of the U.S. Act?
I wouldn't hold anything short of the EPA, because when you think about it, an EPA that pollutes a river in Colorado and claims no responsibility on it, I don't think an EPA like that can be trusted to regulate people's septic tanks, and that's just how bad this is going to get. If they want to be able to control all water, that gets them into everybody's backyard and every municipality. So it not only, you know, infringes on personal rights of people, it tells municipalities what they can do with their parking lots. It tells school boards what they can do with their football field. The EPA is really overstepping what the intent of the Clean Water Act was in this, and we just don't want to go down this road.
Interesting. All right. Appreciate the calls, questions, comments. Pete, appreciate your expertise as always and the principles on which the North Dakota Farm Bureau stands and fights on behalf of the good folks of the North Dakota. So keep up the good work. Keep us posted, and we'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Give Scott a shot.
Love it.
The slogan was born here, but I want to remain married, so no chance. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bruce Brock with Brock Auction Company reminding everyone of the beautiful Black Fox Ranch Auction, Saturday, August 29th at the Slate Creek Grill in Hill City, South Dakota. A beautiful custom log home and 124 acres of exquisite Black Hills land surrounded by the National Forest. For private showing, call Bruce or Adam. A rare, beautiful piece of the hills you will want to see if you love the Black Hills. Check our website at brockauction.com and click on Upcoming Auctions for the video, pictures, and complete details. That's brockauction.com.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.